SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is pursuing ground operations while carrying out airstrikes overnight in a hard-hit city in southern Gaza. At the same time, the Israelis are promising retaliation for Iran's ballistic missile attack. And the pollsters have been talking with Americans about the Mideast crisis.
It's been about a year since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hamas. And a new survey by the Pearson Institute, the Associated Press, and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research finds that Democrats are more likely to be critical of Israel, while Republicans are more supportive of Israel. The survey was conducted from September 12th to the 16th, before Israel's military escalated its operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, and before Iran launched missiles at Israel. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, not surprisingly, the two vice presidential hopefuls differ on January 6th in what poses the greatest threat to democracy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston covered last night's debate in New York.
During a polite, even friendly debate, the most tense exchange came near the end when Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz discussed certifying the results of the presidential election 4 years ago.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
The two also sparred over abortion, housing, and health care. Greg Clugston, New York.
While unionized longshoremen walk picket lines on the East and the Gulf Coast, their leaders seem to revel in the pain the strike will potentially inflict upon Americans. It is day two of the dock workers' walkout. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 134 points. NASDAQ futures are off 12. This is SRN News. A new study considers the faith component of mental health.
Research indicates that increasing percentages of the American population suffer from various emotional problems, especially the young. But a new study of data by Arizona Christian University finds that an awful lot of those people also reject faith in God. As the ACU report puts it, quote, hundreds of thousands of people are spending tens of millions of dollars and numerous hours investing in drugs and mental health solutions that are treating the wrong problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has become the first state in the nation to categorize two widely used abortion pills as controlled substances. Proponents say the new law will help prevent coerced abortion, pointing to a Texas case in which a pregnant woman was given seven abortion pills by her husband without her knowledge. Over the past 15 years, news outlets have reported on several similar cases in different parts of the country. This is SRN News. Former President Trump takes a pass on CBS.
CBS News says that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has declined to participate in an interview with 60 Minutes for its election special, which will go forward next Monday with Democratic opponent Kamala Harris alone. TV's top-rated news program regularly invites the two presidential contenders for separate interviews that air back-to-back on a show near the election. This year, it is scheduled for Monday instead of its usual Sunday time slot. Asked for comment, the former president's campaign spokesman, Stephen Chung, said, fake news. CBS says its invitation to sit for an interview still stands. I'm Norman Hall.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams set to return to court in a case where he's accused of taking bribes and illegal campaign contributions. The Democrats set to make an appearance today before a federal judge in Manhattan. That judge may set a preliminary timetable for trial. More details, SRNNews.com.